الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ولا نظير له ولا ند له ولا ضد له ولا مثل له ولا مثال له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا بيع فيه ولا خلة ولا شفاعة والكافرون هم الظالمون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما نقصت صدقة من مال وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام بادروا بالصدقة فإن البلاء لا يتخطاها أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
My respected elders and brothers, in a hadith sharif, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that every morning there are two malaika in the skies that make this announcement, Allahumma a'ti munfiqan khalafan wa a'ti munsikan talafan. O Allah, those people who spend their wealth in the path of Allah, on the poor, on the needy, on dini projects, then Allah increase their wealth. And those people, O Allah, who hold back and they are miserly with their wealth, then Allah destroy their wealth. So this is the dua of the malaika in the skies every morning. That those people who spend, and Allah Ta'ala is giving us encouragement in the Qur'an Kareem over and over again, that wherever we can spend our wealth for any dini project, or in any poor person, then that sadaqah that the person spends, it doesn't decrease his wealth in any way, it increases his wealth. The words of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَا نَقَصَتْ صَدَقَةٌ مِّن مَالٍ, that the person who gives sadaqah, his wealth doesn't decrease by giving charity. But rather his wealth increases. In the words of the Quran Kareem, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ, Allah destroys riba and interest, and Allah increases sadaqat and charity. So a person who takes interest, then Allah destroys his wealth. And a person who gives sadaqah and charity, Allah increases his wealth. Although our minds will tell us something, if I had 100 rand, and I took 10 rand interest, my money has increased from 100 rand to 110 rand. And if I had 100 rand and I gave 10 rand as sadaqah, then my wealth has decreased from 100 to 90. But the promise of Allah Ta'ala is that if you took that interest, be rest assured your wealth has decreased, it hasn't increased. And if you gave sadaqah, then your wealth has increased and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will see that it increases. In the Quran Kareem, Allah says, Man ja'a bil hasana falahu ashru amthaliha. You spend and Allah will spend 10 times upon you. You give 1 rand. In charity, Allah will spend 10 rand upon you. So your wealth will be increased 10 times more. Hazrat Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala, who on one occasion, he was sitting outside his house, and there was a beggar who came and asked for something. He says, for many days I haven't had anything to eat, and please in the name of Allah ta'ala, give me something to eat. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, who sent his little son, Hazrat Hassan radiallahu anhu, the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, go into the house and tell your mother that 6 dirhams which I brought last night, she must give 1 dirham for this beggar and he can buy something for himself. So in the house of Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, there was poverty for 3 days, they had nothing to eat. So Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha, she says that, tell your father that there was no food in the house for the last 3 days, and with this money that he brought last night, I will buy some flour, I'll make some roti, I'll make some bread, and with that we'll have some meals, we'll have something to eat. So Hazrat Hassan radiallahu anhu comes back and he mentions, this is what his mother had said. When Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu hears this, he says, now you go and tell your mother, not one dirham, all the 6 dirhams, bring it and give it to the beggar. So Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha, after all, she was the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No attachment with dunya or wealth in her heart. She gives the whole thing happily, they give this for the beggar. So Hazrat Hassan radiallahu anhu takes that, and that money is given to the beggar. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu now says to his son, now just watch how Allah will replace us for the 6 dirhams which we spent on this poor person, how Allah Ta'ala will replace us with this. And he says, shortly afterwards, there's a person walking past with a camel, and he's saying that, I'm selling this camel if anyone wants to buy it. Because Ali radiallahu anhu offers, he says, I would like to purchase it, what is your price? So he says, 140 dirhams. Ali radiallahu anhu says, I need a camel, and I would like to buy it from you, but I don't have any money right now. If you would give it to me on credit, when I get the money, I will pay it to you. So the person agrees, he takes the camel from the Bedouin, and as he's holding the camel and walking with the camel, a person comes by and he says to Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, and whose camel is this? So he says, it's my camel, why are you asking? He says, from the morning I am searching for a camel to buy, and I couldn't find a good camel, but I would like to buy this camel from you. So Ali radiallahu anhu asks him, and what offer would you make for a camel of this nature? So after examining the camel, the person says, I would purchase this camel from you for 200 dirhams. So Ali radiallahu anhu happily agrees, he takes the 200 dirhams, the 140 which he owes to the Bedouin, he pays it to him, and the 60 dirhams that is in his hand now, he says to his son, Hazrat Hassan, take this and give it to your mother. And tell her that 6 dirhams which you spent on the beggar this morning, Allah has multiplied it by 10 and given him back. Allah has multiplied it by 10 and given her back. And this is the promise of Allah. If we will spend, Allah will spend 10 times upon us. And 10 times is minimum. Much, much more Allah Ta'ala will give us. Therefore, wherever we get an opportunity of spending in the path of Allah, whether it's on a dini project, or whether it's on a poor person, then we should spend in the path of Allah and see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace us. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, he was the finance minister of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So whenever any monies came, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would give it to Hazrat Bilal, and he would tell him, wherever you see a need, wherever there's a poor person, spend upon them. At times he would find that Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu still has monies with him. He would tell him, anfiq ya Bilal, spend the thing. What you keeping it for? Spend it. وَلَا تَخْشَى عَلَى ذِي الْعَرْشِ إِقْلَالًا. Don't fear poverty for Allah. Allah is not poor. Allah will never ever get poor. We think that, no, we'll spend and now, what's going to happen with my money? Allah Ta'ala will, we spend and Allah will spend. أَنْفِقْ أُنْفَقْ عَلَيْكُ. You spend and you'll see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will spend. Hadith Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayh, he has written a beautiful kitab called Fazail Sadaqat, The Virtues of Charity. The Virtues of Charity. It's an excellent kitab, an encyclopedia of Quran and Hadith, which is read, mashallah, in many of our masjids and many of our homes. It should be read at home to our children, the different hadiths. With the explanation, it will create a love for Allah and for Akhirat in the hearts of our children. And it will create an aversion in their hearts from the dunya and the love of the dunya. So this kitab, Fazail Sadaqat, many, many ahadith on the virtues of spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, بَادِرُوا بِالصَّدَقَةِ فَإِنَّ الْبَلَاءَ لَا يَتَخَطَّاهَا. Hasten in giving sadaqah, for verily calamities cannot overtake sadaqah. Person gives out some sadaqah, if there was a calamity that was going to overtake him, through the barakat of that sadaqah, he'll be saved from that calamity. Therefore, ulama encourage that every day we should take out some sadaqah. Whatever amount, small or big, take it out. Take out some sadaqah, give it to some poor person. There's always people around who are in need of our sadaqah. We give them some sadaqah, and that becomes a protection for us. Every day, our children are waking up, we're waking up, we're going to work, our children are going to school, madrasa. Some sadaqah we give is a protection for our entire family through the barakat of that sadaqah. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that as we're traveling in this journey of this world, there will be calamities that will be striking at us from both sides. Some may get us and some may miss us. Some may get us and some may miss us. But that sadaqah that you give, it forms a barrier on both the sides, protecting you from these calamities and these difficulties and these hardships. Therefore, as far as possible, wherever we can, we give out some sadaqah to the poor and the needy. Every day we should take it out. Encourage out. Sometimes in our maktabs, in our madrasas, the appas will encourage, the ustads will encourage the little children. That from a small age, go in the tuck shop, go buy one packet of chips. Snapper's chips is 2 rand, 1 rand 50. Take it, one poor child in a madrasa, give it to him as sadaqah. So the children also grow up. Our children grow up with this mindset that all the time we should be givers. And as much as we can, we spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala on the poor and the needy. So here the Hadith Sharif is saying that by giving out sadaqah, this will be a protection for us from all kinds of difficulties, calamities and hardships. There is one incident that is mentioned about Hazrat Salih alayhi salam. Hazrat Salih alayhi salam is a Nabi of Allah whose name comes many times in the Quran. وَإِلَىٰ ثَمُودَ أَخَاهُمْ صَالِحًا. Hazrat Salih alayhi salam, there was an incident about him where he was told by his people that there is a certain person in the community who is giving a lot of difficulty and hardship, and that he should curse him and invoke the curse of Allah Ta'ala on this person. So the Salih alayhi salam, when he heard the atrocities of this person and what difficulties and hardships he is causing in the community, that morning he invoked the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon this person. This person left the community and everyone was rest assured that he will never return and they will be safe from his harm and his difficulty. Only to be surprised at the time of sunset, they saw him walking back into the community safe and sound. Hazrat Salih alayhi salam was amazed. He sees him, he's got a big bundle of wood on his back. So he calls him and asks him, where did you go today? So he says, I went into the jungle to go and cut some wood. And he says, and what did you do? What else did you do? He says, I cut the wood and about 12, 1 o'clock, I was feeling hungry, so I had taken 2 loaves of bread with me as lunch. And as I sat down to eat, there was a beggar who was going past, and he begged me to give him something to eat because he was hungry. So those 2 loaves I had, I gave him one and I ate one. So he says, what intention did you make? He said, I made intention of sadaqah. Hazrat Salih alayhi salam was so amazed. He said, can I open up that bundle of wood that you have? And when they opened up that bundle, in the center of it, there was a snake, and it was biting on a piece of wood. Hazrat Salih alayhi salam looked at him and he said, Wallah, your sadaqah has saved you from the curse of a Nabi. Your sadaqah has saved you from the curse of a Nabi. The snake would have bitten you to death. But because of your sadaqah that you gave today, Allah has saved you from this curse. So this sadaqah to give out, it's a protection for us, on behalf of, whenever we get a chance, we're giving out some sadaqah. The Maulana Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, it was his habit, whenever he'll go fill petrol in the garage, then he must tip the bowser boy 10 rand, 20 rand, something he'll give him with the niyat of sadaqah. That's his sadaqah he's giving. And there's so many people around us who we can give our sadaqah to. All we have to do is just apply our mind and make this intention. Maybe put some notes in our pocket, put some coins in our pocket. In the car, maybe in the ashtray, put some coins. And whenever we get a chance to give somebody a 2 rand, in the sight of Allah Ta'ala, it doesn't matter whether we give a small amount or a big amount. What Allah looks at, the heart of which is given. So if a person gave a small amount also, or he gave a big amount, whatever amount, so long as it's done with sincerity, Allah accepts it. Sometimes a person gave a small packet of chips, once 1 rand or 2 rand, but all that becomes sadaqah, and it's accepted in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Dawo maradakum bis sadaqah, that cure your sick people by giving sadaqah. Someone is sick, normally a person gets sick, he falls ill, he has to be hospitalized. So our mind first thing goes to doctor or medication. But the Hadith Sharif is teaching us that while it is sunnah to take medication and to take treatment, the first thing we should do is give out some sadaqah. Give out some sadaqah through the barakat of that sadaqah, that person will get shifa and he'll get cure through the barakat of that sadaqah. And the best person to give our sadaqah to, the most haqdar person, the most worthy recipient of our zakat, is our domestic workers at home. Then we take out 100 rand, put it in their hands. Sometimes we make them work more than what they're supposed to. We take extra work from them. This sadaqah that we give to them will inshallah be able to, it will save us from that extra that we are taking from them, from the zulam or the oppression that we're making upon them. So to give out the sadaqah, to give out sadaqah as a cure for the person who is sick. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, اتقوا النار وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ تَمَرَةٍ Even if one kajur, one day to give a sadaqah, you know, or half a day to give a sadaqah, that also will save you from the fire of Jahannam. There was one sahabi, Hazrat Harithah ibn Nu'man radiallahu anhu. He was a blind sahabi. It was his habit that every day after the Fajr Salam, he would come home and he would sit down with his Quran Sharif and he would have a bowl of kajur and dates and he would recite the Quran and he would take the dates. And any time he hears a beggar coming to the door, he would stand up, he had a string tied from his place to the door. He will hold the string and he'll walk to the door and he'll give that beggar that kajur in his hand, that date in his hand. So his children used to tell him, Abba, 10, 15 times in a day you have to stand up and go to the door, come back. Just leave the dates there by the door. Whenever a beggar comes, we'll give it to the beggar. He says, no, I want to do it myself. Because I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that when you put that sadaqah in the hand of that beggar and you make this niyat, Allah ta'ala, for the pleasure of Allah ta'ala, through the barakat of that sadaqah, Allah will save you from a bad debt. Allah will save you from a bad debt. And I want Allah to save me from a bad debt. So when I put that date in the hand of that beggar, I make this intention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must save me from a bad debt. So we too can make that same niyat and intention by giving out that sadaqah, that Allah ta'ala save us and protect us from a bad debt. These are a few hadiths that are mentioned, a few ayat of the Quran al-Kareem. As I said, this kitab Fazail al-Sadaqat has many, many virtues of giving charity, and we should try it as best as we can, inshallah, to spend on the poor and needy and gain this great amount of sawab and reward by giving out sadaqah and charity. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Just one announcement, respected elders and brothers. It is this time of the year when we are concerned about our children's schools, which schools they are going to, etc. Let's not forget, very importantly, our children must go to maktab also in the afternoon. They must go maktab in the afternoon. They must learn about Allah Ta'ala. They must learn about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As important as it is for them to go to school in the morning, it's more important for them to go to the madrasa in the afternoon. That they will learn about Allah Ta'ala, they will learn about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So all of us who are sitting here, many of us who got children, grandchildren, we should be concerned that we find a good madrasa for our children, that they go to madrasa and they learn the Quran, they learn deen. Sometimes you'll find an old person is saying, when I was young, I never had opportunity to learn Quran or tajweed, etc. But my children and grandchildren, I don't want to deprive them. They must go and learn. And alhamdulillah, there's so many madrasas around us where we can send our children and they can learn the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one important thing for us to keep in mind at this time of the year. Make sure, even if they're going to Muslim school in the morning, we must still send them madrasa in the afternoon. They can, even if they're going just for 1 hour, that 1 hour madrasa in the afternoon, they learn Quran, they learn deen, inshallah. It will make a big, big difference in their lives, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillah.